expansive shoreline park in Mountain View has long boasted windsurfing, paddle boating, and kayaking on its placid lake. But now, Christina Ferrari, owner of the Water Sports Center and Cafe, wants to add one more thing. A touch of Paris. Yup, that's right. In addition to the hot dogs and cheeseburgers on the menu at the Lakeside Cafe, diners can now find freshly baked croissants, beignets, and brioches. It's all part of Ferrari's vision for turning Shoreline Park into a tranquil oasis in Silicon Valley.
I'm wanting to transform this cafe into a place where people come and they can relax and they can eat something that's really tasty. It's made from the heart. It's made from scratch. And they can enjoy the ambiance and the lake. Pastry is a personal passion of mine. I spent the better part of last year living in Paris and working with the masters in Paris, learning the authentic fabrication of viennoiserie, bread, bonbons and chocolate fabrication, all of the cakes and the tarts and everything that is gastronomy over there. And I really am trying to bring a little piece of this here.
To accomplish her vision, Ferrari earlier this year hired Leah Jacobs to work as the cafe's full-time pastry chef. Jacobs is a graduate of the Cambridge School of the Culinary Arts. I caught up with Jacobs in the Lakeside Cafe's kitchen on a recent Friday, when she was pounding a stick of butter with a wooden rolling pin.
This is the noisiest thing I do, and the most violent.
She demonstrates how she turns a stick of butter into a sheet, which she then places on top of the dough in order to create the layers of a croissant. Jacobs is here in the kitchen early every morning, turning out the pastries that the cafe serves.
And you can really tell the difference between something that was cranked out by a machine that you can buy at like your local grocery store, comes in a box of 50, and something that was, you know, made by hand and cooked individually that you can maybe get in a bakery or a cafe. Mostly, I love being able to produce something that is beautiful. Like, it's pretty rare, even now, like, when I make a perfect croissant, I'm still like, wow, you know? Every single time, and I do it every day. But it's still, like, magic to me. I'm like, oh my God, I created something, and it's beautiful. I just get excited by that.
Jacobs grew up baking cakes. Chocolate, she says, with chocolate ganache frosting. Since then, she's expanded her repertoire, and even hopes to introduce cafe patrons to new pastries.
And there's things called Lamingtons, which is a Australian pastry, and it's white cake surrounded by chocolate and then covered in coconut completely. So all the sides are like that. And yeah, they're delicious. So my next thing that I just want to make are some of those.
Part of what Jacobs likes is the science of baking. In mid-August, she turned out 500 candied apples and an event in the park hosted by Google.
Before I did the candy apples for the carnival event, I spent the weekend at my house doing experiments. I bought a sack of apples and some sticks, and I did three different batches of caramel apples before I came up with one that I really liked. And it's like, you know, you have to boil the sugar and the cream till it reaches a certain temperature, and there are different temperatures depending on how hard you want the outside to be. And that corresponds also to the amount of time that the apple will be able to sit without the caramel melting off of it. Right, so it's like a delicate balance between those two things. Like, you don't want it so hard that people can't bite through it. But you don't want it so soft that the caramel falls off.
Science aside, the pastries are making an impact on park visitors. Peggy Asher of Los Altos is a regular at the cafe.
I've had her chocolate brioche. I've had her blueberry, and also her sour cream and pecan muffins. I've also had apple tart, and I can't think right now what else I've had, but everything's been excellent. And it's interesting because I sit inside, and a lot of times people, when they come in, For a beverage, I'll share that the chocolate brioche is delicious. And they either look at the pastries and purchase one, or if they're trying to lose weight, they plug their ears and run out screaming because they look so good, they're afraid they're going to go off their diet.
Now that Jacobs is on board, Christina Ferrari envisions more changes at the Lakeside Cafe.
We serve breakfast and lunch presently. I want to bring brunch and give things a bit of a twist, continue with actually moving the menu into changing it seasonally with what is out there and tasty in the height of its season. We're going to continue to work on bringing more and more diversity in the pastry selection, and whatever we can do in our small kitchen, we will conquer.
For KFJC Public Affairs, this is Jocelyn Dong.